I mean, it's interesting to see what's going on. I mean, Chet's a good coach. You know, the whole Greg Williams thing. As far as I know, he's still suspended indefinitely, so I'm trying to figure out. I don't know exactly where that's going. So I guess we have to wait and see. But, I mean, again, talking to Cortland last week, he said Greg Williams is a great coach and his son was a great coach also for the St. Louis Rams. So I'm pretty sure putting him and Coach Gray together, I mean, we should be able to get things turned around.
I guess his reputation is sort of, very aggressive coach. Is that something that might benefit the defense if he does come?
I mean, if he comes, I mean, Coach Gray is coached underneath him. And, I mean, I don't think that'll be anywhere where, you know, two coaches bump heads trying to figure things out. But watching the Saints play, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl and just watching the way they played, I mean, you know, he's been a coach here before. So just being able to bring all that together, I think it'll be able to help us out in the long run.
Would he have to tone things down, I guess, a little bit from prior to, you know?
I don't know necessarily tone things down. I think just have to reword his terminology. So I don't think necessarily tone things down. I just think just reword terminology and things of that nature. But, I mean, again, you know, football's a rough sport. You know, just watch Manara Pollard play for the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, some of those hits he's do, they're all perfectly legal. But, I mean, it's part of the game. So, again, you know, if Williams does join us, I'm pretty confident in you know, that we get try to get things turned around going into this next season.
Think there'd be any issues? I know he and had the Jonathan Vilma situation too, where he supposedly said that, you know, Vilma had the money on Favre. Would there be any kind of a trust issue, you think, with Greg because of that?
I don't think so. All that's in the past, you know. You just got to move forth. I think, you know, he's been suspended. Most people learn their lessons when they get suspended. And, you know, the league took actions, and from there you just go forth from there. I mean, you know, he paid his due. You know, he missed the whole entire season. And you just got to go from there. We just got to move forth. And I think as a Tennessee Titans organization, we got more bigger problems to worry about than worrying about something happening with the Saints.
Big time for you coming up with your contract. You're pretty confident that the Titans are going to pick up that option, or have they told you already that they might?
They haven't told me anything or whatever. You know, right now I'm just, started back working out and stuff last week and just going from there. You know, right now I can only, you know, again, I made my best and now I got to lay in it. So just got to go from there and just continue to, you know, try to improve and get better and try to get back to the form.
Dodgeball keeping you in good shape?
Oh, man. The baseball team beat us. The Ravenwood baseball team. They won the whole dodgeball tournament. They told me, Lavelle Hawkins, Damon Williams, Keen Mayers, that we need to get back onto the football field because dodgeball is not our game. So, man, you talking about them throwing curveballs and every type of balls at us. They was just knocking us out left and right.
This time of year, seeing the Pro Bowl last night, Super Bowl next week, I mean, is that – really get your off-season juices flowing to you guys and send it for next season?
Oh, of course. I mean, just watching the Pro Bowl yesterday, I mean, it was very, you know, it was entertaining. I think it was better than, you know, the years before. But for some reason, the NFC squad always, you know, they always turn out to be a good team. But again, I mean, it's an all-star game. I mean, it's kind of hard to go out there and play physical with the fact that, you know, risking injuries and stuff, especially going off-season, especially some guys coming up on being free agents coming up in March. So, and with the Super Bowl coming up, I think it's going to be a very interesting game and stuff. Got the 49ers, former teammate Terrell Brown plays for the 49ers. So, really, you start getting geared back up and ready to play. I mean, we've been out for almost a month now, and just getting back into the weight room and start training, and then pretty soon get back out running and stuff and just getting ready for next year.
Do you watch that game as a fan, or do you watch it as somebody who's, you know, thinking this is what I need to do to get back there?
You know, a little bit of both, especially, I mean, watching. I went and watched the 49ers play the Green Bay Packers. Again, I mean, me and Patrick Willis came out together, same agent. We trained together. We met around me and Deshaun Golson, real good friends, Terrell Brown. So there's a couple players on their team that either we came out together or met over the years and became close friends. So, you know, you just get to just watch and just seeing the things they do, just talk to them and things of that nature and just see, you know, what they do to try to, you know, see if it can help you out in your game and stuff. And it was a great time out there in San Francisco. You know what I mean? This team now, you know, is getting older now. You know, the first 2 years we was freshmen, we were sophomores, and now, you know, you look at it now, these guys going into their third year. So, you know, we're not rookies and we're not, you know, second-year players anymore. You know, you got Gerald Case who's stepping his game up. Sendarius Marks, he's back. You know, he stepped his game up. So now it's just the back half, you know, safety especially. You know, it's time for us to step our game up. No more excuses. It's time for us to, you know, get things turned around and get back on track.